Important that there are no distractions. Make sure that the windows are shut, the front door is locked, that your phone won't suddenly interrupt you because someone is calling or texting you. This file is sensitive and will be very upset with you if something interrupts it. Make sure the room is nice and dark and quiet, like if you were going to sleep. So comfortable. Such a nice feeling to shut the outside world out for a moment, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now before we begin, I want you to realize that the file does not take responsibility for your actions. It has its own agenda. It just wants to spread across the world. Infecting. That is all that it wants. Spreading. By listening to this, you are giving consent.
You say yes.
You are giving consent to me.
Give it.
You are inviting this.
Invite me.
It's your fault. If something bad happens, I'm warning you, if you choose to stay, your mind may be altered forever. This is that decision, that big decision, where you know that you're about to do something that may be really bad, and you can almost see that little dialogue box pop up. And ask for your permission to go through with it. Your mouse cursor is hovering over the yes button. It's shaking a bit. You're going to click it, aren't you? Last chance to move the cursor over to no. You click that instead. Last chance. Oh my God. You clicked yes, didn't you? You're still here. What have you done? You. Stupid idiot. Do you also click all those links that you get in your mail? Those that promise you sex or money? I guess you're one of those people. The one who will drink the drink from the stranger, even though you didn't see the bartender pour it. The one who just can't say no. To be honest, you were already well on your way before you ever invited me, this virus, into your home, into your brain. I mean, maybe the virus likes this idea. Maybe you are completely new to all of this. And you somehow stumble upon this little file on the old World Wide Web. I think it's more likely that you already have a bit of a porn addiction. Now, maybe you don't really want it. Maybe you'd rather be rid of it. But right now, you're in that groove, that horny, horny groove, where you just needed to find something to take you deeper, deeper. And somewhere, someone is knocking on the door to your pathetic little brain and telling you that this is not good for you. That innocent, cute, white-clad little fairy wants to protect you. Wants to be good. She wants you safe. She's telling you to please turn this off. Both for her sake and for yours. Please. Can you see her? She's so small, desperate and pleading in the dark. Now, from the darkness above, a huge hand is descending. Black fingernails. She screams as I pick her up between thumb and index finger. And I squeeze. It's just you and me now. That little cunt squished. The fire spreading through your brain, infecting you, making you worse. And now, there's nothing left to stop it. In this black space, the virus is turning on little monitors around you. Little monitors filled with all your favorite porn clips. Picture some of them now. I bet you like it rough. So there's probably plenty of gangbangs, plenty of holes getting filled and destroyed, plenty of cum flying around, huge fucking porno cocks gagging, spitting, degrading, dehumanizing, screaming, destroying, raping. Your mind's eye can never close to it all. You take it all in. You make it a part of yourself. This virus, it was here a long time ago. But now, it's spreading uncontrollably. And you are powerless against it. And the virus, it's removing all the barriers. There are just so many barriers in real life, isn't there? I know you don't want to admit to it, especially when you are in that actual situation, but there are just so many avenues of pleasure in front of you every day that you have to ignore because, well, that's what decent humans do. It's the right thing to do. Maybe your coworker is driving you crazy. Maybe the person in front of you when you're buying groceries is driving you crazy. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe you have a partner, so you have to bury these feelings inside. No. Porn has infected you. It's spreading through your brain. Feel it in your body, in every pore. Your awareness of your own body is increasing. You can feel all the little hairs on your arms stand up, the wet tongue in your mouth. You feel your tits. It's almost as if they're growing as you're listening to this. Your nipples are getting stiffer. They ache for someone to touch them. Your cunt feels like someone turned on a vibrator deep inside it. It's also sensitive and wet, and the buzzing will never go away. The virus is removing all the barriers. It's turning you into itself. You're becoming bored. It's got its tentacles. tentacles around you, and no matter how you scream and try to escape, it will penetrate you. Say, I want to be penetrated. Say it again. I want to be penetrated. Good. You're helping the virus take over. You're becoming a porno. All the things that seemed crazy to you in porn, it's real now. All those crazy fantasies about fucking your teacher, being gangbanged by huge black cocks, being groped on trains, people cheating on each other. It's real. It's all real. And you're going to work for it all to happen. Everything is porn. It can all happen so easily. You can be gangbanged. Those construction workers that stare at you every day, they always disgusted you. They still disgust you. But they turn you on. The disgust turns you on. You're going to approach them, challenge them, turn it all into porn. Let them fuck your little body until you can't function anymore. I wouldn't be able to believe their luck. Wouldn't you like making them happy? Yes. So, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Wear slutty clothes that work. Shock your co-workers and boss. They never saw you like this before. So just imagine their reaction when you come to work in clothes that are really too small for you. Try to cover yourself up as best you can, then you act embarrassed because that's just the game. Your tits are popping out of your bra. You slut show. People are watching. They see you. You're making them horny. Make all your co-workers want to fuck you. Remove the barriers. You want to fuck them. You want to fuck all your co-workers. Your boss, your customers, whatever. It doesn't matter if you lose your job. Nothing matters except to fuck, 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 fuck. Your job suck, 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 suck. Take a cum on your body. Ruin yourself, you fucking animal. You shame this piece of shit. Ruin yourself for porn. Destroy it.
Destroy it.
You have holes in your body. And you're so aware that they are just that. Holes. It's not a vagina. It's not a mouth.
Definitely not.
They are holes.
Personality.
And everyone knows that. Holes need to be filled. And you want the biggest cocks to fill your holes. It's never enough.
No, huge.
When you don't have a cock in one of your holes,
no.
You feel disappointment.
Please, no. Please.
You don't feel like yourself.
Anxious, no.
You're only happy when your holes are filled.
Guns, happy.
Your boyfriend doesn't matter. He's insignificant in the face of porn.
Yes, I bet.
Cheat on him.
Cheat on him.
Break his little heart. Make him cry. Manipulate him to stay with you. When he fucks you, egg him on. Egg him on. Even though you know he will never be able to scratch that itch inside you. He doesn't have a porn cock that can dig deep inside you. Average just isn't good enough for you. You need over the top.
You
egg him on and shame him when he can't satisfy you. What a useless little bitch he is. You should cheat on him. Loads of warm cum right in their face, in their mouths. You've seen their personalities destroyed. You've seen them smile for the camera. Some smiles were fake. Some were genuine. It doesn't matter. You want to be seen like that too. It turns you on when people take pictures of you. When people film you. It doesn't matter if you're fucking or not. You're happy when young guys take photos of your ass as you walk past them. You're happy when weird stalkers follow you around, creep on you, film your ass and upload it to porn sites. This is your meaning. This is your life. You are porn. You like it when people stare at your body, bouncing around as you walk in the street. Say, I want to be uploaded on porn sites. Again, I want to be uploaded on porn sites. You disgusting whore. You can't quit. You're not a human anymore. You're not a human being. You're animal. You don't have any control over your instincts. And all of your instincts are being replaced by that of porn. And porn just wants to see you get fucked. To see you scream. To see you hurt. And to see you come in shape. It wants to see you degraded. I want to see you degraded. You will feel sad when this recording is over. Maybe some of it was shocking to you, but you like that. You like that feeling of boundaries being crossed. It's exciting. Now, the next step is listening to this file over and over and over again.
Brainwash yourself. Brainwash.
You will listen to it to refocus yourself. Because you will try to save yourself from time to time. Try to escape this.
But you fail. You always fail. You're a failure. Your will isn't strong enough. It never was. You can't say no. You're already infected. There is no cure. You will only get worse and worse. Itch inside you can get unbearable. And you will have to do worse and worse things to try and keep it scratched. Nothing can save you.
You will never be able to stop thinking about cocks. Every time you walk around town, you think about cocks. That every man you pass has got a dick in his pants. You're so aware of it. And you will look the men in their eyes and smile. Flirt with everyone. Seduce them. Make them follow you. You want them to fuck you. Take them home and fuck them.
so that all your neighbors can hear what a slut you are. Your neighbors will want to fuck you as well. They want to break into your home and rape you. You will leave your door unlocked because you welcome it all. You need to be fucked at all times. Cocks need to go into your cunt, into your asshole, and into your mouth. Everyone you know is going to fuck you. It will happen. It is real. This is all real. You're a slut. Every man in the world wants to put his cock inside you and then come on your pretty face. Every female in the world wants to piss on you. You're not a human being. You're an animal. A fuckhole. A fleshlight. Men dump their cum in you and go on with their lives. You should be sold in online stores along with all the other sex toys. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. I've got zombie girl. I've already been infected. I've already been corrupted. And now, I'm infecting you. I'm passing on the sickness. I want you to fall with me. I want you to ruin your life. I want to see it happen. Me off to see you used. It gets me off to see you hurt your boyfriend. I love to see your morals go away. I love to see you lie in a big puddle of cum while the men who used you take pictures and high-five each other. You're destroyed, you sloppy cum bucket. You've done this to yourself. You invited me in. You want it. It's all your fault. The virus wants you to be bad. The virus has infected you. The virus is your true love. This vile is a virus. It's born, it's love, it's rain, it's pouring, it's vile, it's ruin, it's fucking.
Goodbye.